This is More Than Conquerors with your Bible teacher, Pastor Ray Hagestilianos. As a teaching pastor for almost 30 years, Pastor Ray's heart and vision is simply to build up God's army, enabling them to stand strong in their faith. As the senior pastor at Living Word Christian Church in White Plains, New York, Pastor Ray will challenge you today to begin your walk in integrity and victory, forever changing your life as transformed by the power of God. More Than Conquerors is supported by the generous gifts of listeners like you. You can find us online by going to livingwordchurch.org.
In a loveless world filled with unlovely people, why does God tell us to walk in love? If Jesus said that the second greatest commandment is to love one's neighbor as we would love ourselves, does that mean to simply do him no harm? Or should I bless him too? How should I respond to him being unloving towards me? Is this love a mere feeling, or is it something far more? And because God has made no man perfect, might walking in love with our neighbor sometimes be a difficult thing? In Pastor Ray's brand new two-week series, Loving Your Neighbor by Walking in Love, we'll see that this walk is all about building a powerful, unselfish, God-centered relationship, especially with one's neighbor, but ultimately with God. Over these next 2 weeks, Pastor Ray will take us step by step on a lifelong journey of how best to love God, your neighbor, and yourself by simply walking in love.
So he said, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. We're walking right. We're walking the love walk. This is why, and you'll see here in a minute, why your prayer and your love walk are really tied together. You walk the love walk, you have a clear heart, you've got confidence towards God. And verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let's just dwell on verse 22 for a minute. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And listen to what he said in verse 23. And this is the commandment. So if you want to know about getting your prayers answered, then pay attention to what he's saying. He said, because these are the commandments that God is most concerned about. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. To love Jesus and to love one another is to fulfill the commandment that keeps our heart from being condemned and gives us full confidence before God in faith that our prayers should be answered. Because our faith will be strong. Are you getting what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is why it's so important for us to walk in love. Now, I'll take you to another verse, and we can look at it, or you can just write it down. But in Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25, how many of you know Mark's Gospel, chapter 11? One of my very, very favorite portions of Scripture. It says, you know, have faith in God. If anyone says to this mountain, says to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes the things that he says, he will have whatever he says, right? You remember that? Well, that's verse 11, 22, 23, and 24, talking about prayer, right? Yes. Talking about prayer. But verse 25, he says, and when you stand praying, if you have aught or something against someone, forgive him. Get rid of it. Get your love walk back so that you will be forgiven by your Father in heaven. So again, we see that whole idea of, you know, in this case it's forgiveness, but really to be in unforgiveness is to be out of the love walk. To hold unforgiveness towards someone is to really not be walking in love towards that person. So again, you can see how love and your prayer life are connected in some way. That God says, listen, when you stand praying, you got anything against anybody, get rid of it. And you want to walk in love with everybody because you don't want it to hinder your prayer life. Amen. You don't want unforgiveness and bitterness and envy and jealousy and all of these kinds of things get into your heart and get into your life, causing you to walk outside of the love walk. Because remember what the standard of the love walk is that we're to lay down our lives for our brothers. Just like Jesus laid down his life, we're to sacrifice for each other, just like Jesus sacrificed for us. We're called to that level of sacrifice. That means that I'm not too big, you know, or too important or too whatever to not reach out and to help and to clean up somebody's mess if they need help cleaning up their mess or they need something. I'm not big enough or, you know, this enough or that enough to not be willing to sacrifice my time and my energy and my effort for somebody else who is called my brother or my sister in the Lord. This is how we are to walk this love walk. And again, as far as it has to do with your prayers being answered, he said, you know, don't let your heart condemn you because you're not walking in love. And when your heart doesn't condemn you, you have confidence towards God. And then you know that anything you ask, God's going to deliver it. He's going to give it to you. You know, whatever we ask, we receive because we keep his commandments. And these are his commandments: to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to love one another just as he has given us commandment. And this is one of the things that we really need to, I believe, really need to work on in the body of Christ, is that we got to really understand what the love walk is. It's not just saying, I love you. People, you see, this is the problem, I think, is that people are more driven by emotion and feelings than they are by faith and by the convictions of their heart. There's a big difference. When you say you love somebody, there's a commitment that goes with that. And it can't just be a feeling, because feelings change. There's a lot of people that I love, but my feelings sometimes go up and down. No, it's true, because I love them, I really love them, but sometimes they tick me off. Sometimes they make me mad. Sometimes I don't like the way they act. Sometimes I don't like some of the things they do. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes they disappoint me. So feelings go like this, but if you are truly walking the love walk, you're sacrificing your feelings at the sacrificial table of the Lord, and you're saying, you know what, Lord, forgive me for even thinking that way about that person. I know they made me mad, but, you know, Lord, I just forgive them. I don't want to walk out of love. I forgive them. And then, you know what I do myself sometimes? I say, you know, I've done the same stupid things. I've disappointed people. I've said things I shouldn't have said. Come on, how many of you have done the same thing? You're all looking so holy this morning. You know it. You've done the same kind of things. The things that we fault others for and with, we ourselves have done. We are just as guilty as they are. The only thing, we have a whole lot more grace towards ourselves than we do towards others. We find it so much easier to forgive ourselves than we do to forgive others. Amen. I'm just saying, right? So we wonder sometimes why maybe our prayers aren't getting answered. Well, maybe there's a connection between your love walk and your prayers getting answered, you know? Like, if you got some unforgiveness, get rid of it. You say, but, you know, Pastor Ray, I just can't forgive that person. See, you're back to feelings again. Because you're feeling unforgiveness and you're holding on to the feeling of unforgiveness. Do you know that you can forgive people by faith? Just like you do everything else by faith? So what do? Well, you say, Lord, I forgive them. And I did this for a while. I say, Lord, I forgive them, you know, on the outside with these words, but on the inside, I still hate them. What are you laughing for? You've done the same stupid thing. You're laughing at me. You do the same thing. I'm saying it on the outside, but inside I ain't feeling it. It just ain't jiving. It's just the feeling is not there. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about, right? Now I want to get down and pray, you know, because I have some need or whatever, and I'm going to prayer like that when I've got some sort of unforgiveness in my heart. So this is what you do by faith. So you say it. You make a declaration. I forgive so-and-so. I forgive them. Now, you may not feel it. You may, even as you're saying it, you want to bite your tongue, swallow the words, put them back, cancel them out. You know what I'm talking about. You're saying it, but you're not feeling it. Well, you have to separate your faith from your feelings. So you start in the flesh, and you will end up in the spirit. Right? You put your flesh forward. So you just say, I forgive so-and-so. And I did that because I had a lot of forgiving to do over the years. You know, people disappoint me, whenever. I've forgiven. Man, just the words are like, oh, how am I going? Lord, I'm saying this, but I don't even really mean it. I'm just saying. But I really wanted to forgive because I don't want it to mess up my prayer life. I don't want it to mess up my love walk. I don't want it to mess up my walk with God. So I had to just say it. I said, Lord, not then what I did is I forgive them. Then I started to pray blessings over them. I wanted to throw stones at them, but I prayed blessings over them. Yeah, I wanted to stone them, but I prayed blessings instead over them. Try it sometimes. Oh boy, the peace that just flooded my soul. The weight that was just lifted off my shoulders, you know, little by little, just saying it, because there are some hurts are deeper than others, and some hurts are harder to get over than others. And you just got to stay with it. And you got to separate the feelings from the faith. And you just got to say, by faith, God, right now, I don't feel it, but by faith, God, I want to do what's right. I want to walk the love walk. I don't want to walk in hatred. I don't want to walk in anger. I don't want to be upset every day of my life. So by faith, I release them. By faith, I forgive them. I forgive them, God. Help me with my feelings. I forgive them, but help me with the feelings. And then just start praying blessings. Bless their family. Bless their marriage. Bless their kids. Bless their finances. Bless them. Give them good health, long life. May they, whatever, just pray for them. It doesn't mean that you're going to be best friends with them. Like, there are a lot of people who I love and I've forgiven over the years, but relationships never, ever got restored. But I won't speak a cross word about them. I won't speak an ugly word about them. I won't speak any word about them, to be honest with you, because I've forgiven them. So what's the sense? You see? But there are so many Christians that are bound up in this area, and we wonder why our prayer life sometimes is hindered, because we're in violation of the Scripture. He said, this is the confidence, right? This is the confidence that we ought to have. If our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment. And this is his commandment. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love each other as he gave us commandment. Love each other as he gave us commandment. Man, we got to get the love walk perfected and operative and working in our lives. Can I get a better amen? All right. So how do we love one another? I've got a list of things, and I'll just touch on one or two and for today. But how do we love one another? All right. So I kind of alluded to this in what I've just said, but for the purposes of nailing it down, why don't we open to Romans? I don't get you to open your Bibles too much anymore, but we really should. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, and let's just look at these verses. We're going to start in verse 9. So how are we supposed to love one another? So listen to this, all right? We're going to go from 9 to 21. So listen. So Paul writes here, he says, let love, what's the topic? Love. Let love be without hypocrisy. So let me just say this. If the Bible is warning us or teaching us that love should be without hypocrisy, that means that there is a problem with hypocrisy in the church. If the Holy Spirit put it there, that means that we got to be careful, because there is hypocrisy in the church. And what is that hypocrisy? Is that we say we love, but we're not really backing it up. We say we love, but we really don't mean it. You know, people said those words to me and ended up knifing me in the back. Oh, yeah, over the years. Oh, yeah. So there's a lot of hypocrisy. So actually, that word hypocrisy is an interesting word, because hypocrisy, the root of hypocrisy, means, this is what it means, to act as in a play. In other words, to put on a performance. Phony, phony, baloney. We don't want any phony baloney, man. Just be who you are. Just love. Just let the true love of God just come out of your heart. And just be real. Don't put on a show. Don't put on a performance. So when Paul is saying, let love be without hypocrisy, he's talking about don't play act. Don't put on a performance in church. Don't put on a performance with your brothers and sisters. Don't be saying, listen, don't be telling how wonderful they are to their face, and then when they turn around, be talking behind their back, saying all kinds of negative things. Well, you know that one. You know, oh, we're good friends and we love each other, but you know that one. Blah, 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 blah. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Has that ever happened to you? Has anyone ever had that happen to you, where you had a friend in your life or a brother or sister in the Lord that you confided in or you were friends with and you found out that they were talking behind your back? Is there anybody here? Yeah, look at all the hands that went up. Of course. And if it hasn't happened to you, you know what the problem is? You're just not aware of it. You know why? Because you just don't know. Or maybe you don't want to know, but it's happened to all of us. It's happened to everybody, right? So Paul says, let love be without hypocrisy. Don't put on a Sunday face with me, and then behind my back, you're singing some other kind of song or talking some other jive. Don't do that, right? So let love be without hypocrisy. So he says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor, verse 9, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Now listen, further instruction, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, to prefer one another, to put each other in a special place. To prefer someone is to, you know, they're above, they're cut above the rest. And that's how we ought to be acting with one another. Is this helping anybody? Is anybody getting convicted? Don't raise your hand. I'm actually getting convicted even as I'm preaching it. But it's true, right? So be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference. Listen to how big this is in the mind of God. Listen to the wording here that the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of Paul, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Man, this is a church that's sold out for one another. Love is like at a high place. So it goes, not lagging in diligence, fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Now listen to verse 14. You ready? You read that list and you're thinking, whew, man, that's a lot. But listen to verse 14. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. So what are we supposed to do when people persecute us? We're supposed to bless them. Bless them. Don't curse them. Bless them. Right? Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. I like that. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Now listen, verse 17. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Listen to verse 18. And if it is possible, listen, and if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, say, that's me, live peaceably with all men. Our part is to live peaceably with all men. So when you want to start an argument or you want to get angry, you got to remember you're called to live peaceably with all men. Now, he goes on to say here, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place for wrath, or to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil. So, yeah, go ahead, you can give the Lord a hand clap. So, what is the Bible teaching us? That this is the sincerity of love. This is what love truly is by the Bible standard and the Bible definition. Your definition of love and human definition of love is so off kilter. Because some people, I love you. And it's all about what they can get out of you. No, it's true, right? I mean, has anybody ever had that experience? Don't put your hand up because everyone has. Again, if you don't think so, you're just not aware of it, or you just don't want to admit it, because everyone's been through it, right? So we're called to love one another sincerely. So here, 1 Peter, let's look at 1 Peter. I'll just read it first because we're running out of time. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, listen, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So let there be a pure heart in your love, right? If you really love someone, you're not loving them because you're trying to get something from them or trying to get them to respond in some kind of way. You love them just because you love them. You're walking out your Christian responsibility. You're walking out your love walk. See? So love, if you're loving people because you have an ulterior motive, that does not fly. You know, like in my years, you know, I thought people were really just loving me for who I was, but then I found out they had an ulterior motive behind. Now, I'm not saying everybody, not everybody's like that, but I've had a few experiences over the years. Generally speaking, most people are sincere, and now I'm older, now I can pick it up from a mile away, man, because when it's not sincere and it's coming with, you know, some ulterior motive or selfish motive, it stinks like dead fish. I can smell it from a mile away, and I run. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got to get sharp. Is this helping anybody? Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. So that same verse, Romans chapter 12 and verse 10, where it says here in the New King James, it says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Romans 10 in the complete Jewish Bible says it this way, love each other devotedly and with brotherly love, and set examples for each other in showing respect. Set examples for each other in showing respect. So I'm going to respect you the way I would like you to respect me. I'm going to treat you the way I would like you to treat me. I'm going to bless you the way that I would like you to bless me. Not expect, but would like to be treated, right? Didn't Jesus give us that rule? He says, do unto men as you would have men do unto you. Well, that's sort of the love walk right there, right? Do unto others or do unto men as you would have them do unto you. So it's the same principle, right? So love each other devotedly with brotherly love and set examples for each other in showing respect. So love must be without hypocrisy. We can't act in a play. It has to be sincere. It has to be real. So I don't know. Is anybody feeling a little convicted this morning? I'm hearing a lot of grunts, a lot of laughter. Anybody feeling just a wee bit convicted? Just a little bit? Just, you know, like, yeah, I got to work on my love walk. Well, you know, I'm keeping tabs on it every day because I do. I truly do. I want to be known, you know, and remembered as a man of love, you know, that I didn't just say it, but I actually proved it. I put something down with it. I didn't say I love you, but I actually, with my time, with my resource, whatever I could do to just prove that love, that's what I want to be reminded or be remembered for in my life. Some people want to be remembered as a great man of faith or whatever, but I just, to me, walking the love walk is the most important thing. To me, when you're walking the love walk, man, you're in peace. It's so fulfilling. You know, you just see others get blessed, and just, I don't know. I just want to hug people, and I mean it from my heart. I just want to hug people and tell them it's going to be all right. You know, we're gonna get through whatever you're going through together. And I'll be here. I'll be praying for you. You can lean on me. Call me. Whatever you. This is what the church is really about. This is what we need to really foster.
Tune in tomorrow afternoon at 2 for More Than Conquerors with Pastor Ray. If today's message was a blessing to you, ask for your free CD of the broadcast for a gift of any amount to help support this radio ministry. Just mail your request with your check to More Than Conquerors or MTC, P.O. Box 8187, White Plains, New York, 10602. Be sure to include the date of the message you're requesting. If ordering a complete Bible study series, a minimum love offering of $20 is appreciated. Identify the series and include the word series in your order. If you missed any of the hundreds of inspiring, life-changing Bible study messages of encouragement taught by Pastor Ray on this More Than Conquerors radio station, such as those on salvation, healing, miracles, faith, forgiveness, and many more, podcast downloads of all these programs are yours free of charge by simply going to PastorRayNY.com or WMCA.com and clicking on Podcasts. That's podcasts at either Pastor Ray NY.com or WMCA.com. Thank you for listening to and supporting this ministry of God-centered lessons of integrity and victory from the Word of God, and being ever mindful that, as life's challenges come, God's Word is truth and will always impact our lives in a positive way in making us more than conquerors.